This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. This is traditionally the day Afghanistan celebrates its independence from the British years ago, but now the Taliban is celebrating, saying it forced the U.S. to retreat. The AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Taliban celebrated Afghanistan's Independence Day by saying it had forced another arrogant power of the world, the United States, to fail and retreat. But the Taliban itself has now got to take control of a frozen government without the level of international aid its predecessors had available. ATMs are out of cash and there are food worries. The head of the World Food Program in Afghanistan warns 40% of the country's crop has been lost to drought and a humanitarian crisis is unfolding. Meanwhile, opposition figures fleeing to the Panjshir Valley are talking of an armed resistance. I'm Ben Thomas.
President Biden says he's committed to keeping U.S. troops in Afghanistan until every American is evacuated, even if that means maintaining a military presence there beyond his August 31st deadline for withdrawal. We still have to hear from the CDC and the FDA about booster shots, but that's considered a formality. Health officials say you should get a booster. The AP's Sagar Magani.
Surgeon General Vivek Murthy says there is emerging evidence that the vaccine's effectiveness against mild and moderate disease is falling,
which could lead to reduced protection against severe disease, hospitalization, and death.
So CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky and others are outlining a plan to offer boosters 8 months after people get their second shots of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines, starting next month. Plans are still in the works for those who got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
A powerful roadside bomb exploded in Pakistan this morning among a procession of Shiite Muslims, killing at least three, more than 50 wounded. This is AP News. Nursing home staffers will now have to be vaccinated against COVID-19, says President Biden, if the facility wants to continue getting Medicare or Medicaid funding. Here's the AP's Mike Gracia with the latest on this story.
In a bid to prevent a second wave of COVID-19 from sweeping through nursing homes, President Biden announces pending new requirements for workers at those facilities.
If you work in a nursing home and serve people on Medicare or Medicaid, you will also be required to get vaccinated.
The vaccination regulation, officially being issued by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, could take effect as early as next month. The staff vaccinations will be a requirement for facilities to remain eligible for federal Medicare and Medicaid funding. Although nursing home facilities were hotbeds of the early COVID-19 outbreak, federal data shows hundreds of thousands of nursing home workers are not vaccinated. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.